USAID Inspector General fired after critical report. The Inspector General of the U.S. Agency for International Development was fired on February 11, one day after his office issued a report criticizing the dismantling of USAID that's being undertaken by the Trump administration. Trent Morse, Deputy Director of the White House Office of Presidential Personnel, informed Paul Martin, the Inspector General, of his termination via email. Morse told Martin that his position as USAID Inspector General was fired, effective immediately, a copy of the email showed. No reason for the termination was included in the missive. The USAID Office of Inspector General and the White House did not return requests for comment. Martin could not be reached. The Inspector General's office had on Monday released a report saying that the dismantling of USAID had left little oversight for $8.2 billion in unspent aid. The State Department's pause on foreign assistance programs and the subsequent directives to staff members to stop their work, at least for now, has degraded USAID's ability to distribute and safeguard taxpayer-funded humanitarian assistance, the report stated. Martin was nominated by President Joe Biden. He had previously been Inspector General of NASA, the space agency. Trump on Tuesday called USAID incompetent and corrupt, as he tasked billionaire Elon Musk with scaling down the agency, which had employed more than 10,000 staff at home and overseas before all but just more than 600 were put on leave or fired. The president also paused foreign assistance, with exceptions for life-saving aid, while a review of foreign spending is conducted. Our goal for USAID was to align the programs that it fulfills with the foreign policy of the United States. What would be a gift to our geopolitical rivals is billions of dollars in foreign aid that is not aligned to the national interest and the foreign policy of the United States, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who was recently appointed acting administrator for USAID, told reporters during a briefing on February 5. USAID and the Trump administration have been hit with several lawsuits that allege the actions taken by officials have been illegal. A federal judge on Friday temporarily halted the administration from putting some USAID workers on leave as the legal challenge plays out. Some fired inspectors general have also sued, including the former inspectors general of the Department of Defense and the State Department. Eight of the former officials said in a new lawsuit that their dismissals violated the law. Trump has said that terminations of the officials are a very common thing to do. Reuters contributed to this report.